more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. Most of the largest cities in this country are far removed from the wilderness, but that does not mean that places like national forests are not relevant to urban residents. A U.S. Forest Service program is working to strengthen the bonds of city dwellers with the woods. The Forest Service's Region 9, based here in Milwaukee, operates the Urban Connections Program in six cities. The program's managers were in Wisconsin recently, and four of them joined us in the studio. Terry Heyer from the Twin Cities, Jesse Scott from Boston, Lisa Perez from Detroit, and Gene Claussen of Milwaukee. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You obviously can't take millions of trees and drop them into the middle of a city or a classroom. What are the connections that you work to create?
The Forest Service, we manage the national forest, but we also manage, we just say the nation's forest because they're urban forests as well. So that's kind of the areas we're working in is the urban forest, which is basically the tree canopy in the urban areas. And so by connecting urban residents to their local green spaces in their own backyard, and then kind of we operate with kind of a graduated experience, then they're more comfortable with being outdoors and enjoying it. And then you know, then maybe going to a park or a forest an hour away and then taking them up, a group up maybe to a national forest, which may be 3 to 5 hours away in some of our cities.
Well, I was going to ask that. Is there any substitute for actually spending time in a forest? Is part of telling this story the physical getting people into a wooded environment?
Yes. Well, we work primarily with our partners to do just that. Yep. For example, in the Detroit area, we work with the Henry Ford, which manages Greenfield Village that has a wonderful natural area. And working through them, we're able to have urban folks take tours of this natural area, go on hikes. And another area, Belle Isle, which is a park right in the middle of the Detroit River, working with school teachers, we bring their students on field trips in the forest of Belle Isle.
Same here in Milwaukee. It's all through partners that we are able to connect the urban residents. They've got those relationships here in Milwaukee. We're working with Keep Greater Milwaukee Beautiful, Neighborhood House, who does a great job of connecting all the youth that go there to nature. We have an urban treehouse site that's right near Neighborhood House, and they bring school kids there. And we also work with the Urban Ecology Center. They're creating that new arboretum here in Milwaukee. And the Forest Service's part is some funding that was provided to create a children's forest.
What are the specific kind of programs that you're doing in Boston and in the Twin Cities?
So one example of a program that we're doing in Boston involves the Boston Children's Museum. The Forest Service, along with the Wyland Foundation out of California, has a program called FOCUS, that is Forests, Oceans, Climate, and Us. And in July, we're going to do a program at the museum where kids will have an opportunity to get out, learn about water conservation, and then do that creative part where they paint the sidewalks and paint murals to help spread the word of water conservation.
And in the Twin Cities?
In the Twin Cities, one of our main partners is Wilderness Inquiry, and they work in a pyramid model where they get about 10,000 kids from the Minneapolis and St. Paul summer school programs out on the Mississippi River in terrific canoes that fit 10 to 12 people. They're very stable. And then they work, as Gene said, in these graduated experiences where they go camping nearby. And then eventually we're getting some of those kids up on their national forests in Minnesota, the Chippewa and the Superior. And there they might do a service project. They'll do some additional recreational experiences. And they'll also might visit a college while they're there so they can think about what a natural resources career would be, which is important because if you asked every one of us that work in the field, our enthusiasm for this type of work started somehow in the outdoors.
Well, and actually, I was going to ask that question. What is it that gets you excited not just about working and doing Forest Service work, but this specific area of forest work? What is it about the nexus of the Forest Service and the urban environment that gets you so fired up?
Well, I think something unique that Urban Connections can bring to the Forest Service also is us learning about the communities that we work with and bringing that back to Forest Service leadership. An example of that is in Minnesota and Wisconsin. You both have large Hmong community population. So we developed an educational CD where we focused on things like public recreation, regulations, camping safely. But we did it in a storytelling theme that used more of their animalistic nature themes for religion. And for instance, after a forest fire, a squirrel came back and asked them, why did my forest go away? And they talked about camping safely. So we adapted this message to a way that was more meaningful to that community.
I was going to ask, is there something about delivering this message in a demographically sensitive way, if that makes sense? I mean, you're speaking about the Hmong community, but there are any number of diverse communities that are involved in living in an urban environment. And I would imagine that some of them would get different messages out of what you're doing than others.
Yeah, that's true. Another example, Terry talked about the Hmong population. That might be some information that we're learning in the cities about the different populations we're working with that we can relate to the forests that help in their forest planning. One example would be like the Hispanic population. Studies have shown tend to want to recreate with their whole family, large extended families. And so maybe that's something the forest can take into consideration and help with planning picnic grounds and campgrounds and things like that.
Well, and let me get back to that earlier question about what gets you excited about this particular aspect of your work. What is it about the three of you that you not only want to work in this field but in this part of this field?
Well, I'll just share from me and my experiences in Detroit. It's really being able to see the interactions between folks that really haven't had a chance to explore the outdoors. And you see them move from kind of a fear, and initially as they hike down their trail, they're thinking about snakes and spiders and all the scary things that might be associated. But then towards the end, they're busily exploring a decaying log and all the critters that they might find on that. And just seeing that change in their perception has just been fabulous.
And I would actually echo that in a large way. It's being able to share that interest that we have, you know. We're all interested in the environment. We have a connection, and we want to share that connection. We want to give people that opportunity to learn about what's in their backyard, and especially when working with the younger groups, you know, just their enthusiasm and excitement to learn, especially when they learn something for the first time and you see that aha moment. And, you know, having those opportunities both throughout the school year, but especially in the summer when, you know, you can continue that learning. And, you know, and studies have shown that during the summer, young kids really kind of fall behind because they, you know, are distracted by other things, their TV, what have you, and they just stop learning. And so they actually fall behind when it's time to go back to school.
What fires you up about this?
I just love seeing a lot of the youth we work with getting excited about nature and just having fun outside and becoming more comfortable with it. We have a site called the Urban Treehouse site, which is managed by Keep Greater Milwaukee Beautiful. And the goal of that site is to just get neighborhood youth and the folks in that community to get outside and enjoy it. And we do seeing them do service projects where they're actually taking part in something in their community. I remember one young boy, we were planting trees, I believe, on that site. It's a 3-acre site in the heart of Milwaukee. And he always says he got interviewed for something, and he's like, well, I always hang out here with my friends or ride my bike down that hill, but I'm not going to – I don't want anybody riding down there anymore messing up all the hard work I did, because he had a stake in it when he got involved in the planting. So I also remember taking some – with our conservation education intern team, we have 4 college kids that – go out to sites throughout Milwaukee teaching about nature and the environment. And they took a group of teenagers from Neighborhood House up to the Shawamigan Nicolet. And just, seeing their excitement when they had a campfire and got to go swimming and fishing. And it just, I think like Jesse said, just sharing that, our love of nature with them and seeing the joy in their faces when they experience it.
This seems like it would be a hard program to attach a lot of quantitative data to. How do you measure whether this has worked? I mean, you get a kid excited about it, and they're excited about it certainly in the moment, but how will you know that this has been a success 5 years from now or 10 years from now?
Well, one of the programs we're working with in Minneapolis-St. Paul is trying to encourage, as we said before, kids to choose this as a career path. So we're about 3 years into this initiative, and we're starting to see if any of these kids are going to, one, we say graduate from high school. Two, think about a college experience, whether that's a community college, and you can take on more of a technician position, or it could be a four-year college. So are they finishing high school? Are they going on to college? Are they choosing a natural resource career? And we've seen this with some of the interns that we've hired. In fact, one of them now is working as an arborist for the city of Milwaukee. So when you're there for multiple years, you can start to track over time the impact.
And I would echo that with one of the programs, Urban Forest Stewards, that we're doing in the Detroit area. We did a pre and post fill a survey of the students. And the one of the questions is, what kind of career would you think about doing in the future? And most of the students were saying things like doctor, lawyer, actor, you know, all the kind of typical urban careers you'd think about. And when the same thing was applied after the experience they had throughout the year, at least 20%, if not between 20 and 25% of the students put things like forest ranger, firefighter, careers that they really hadn't even contemplated existing before.
Well, it's exciting stuff. Thank you to all four of you, and best of luck this summer.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Gene Clausen manages the U.S. Forest Service's Urban Connections program in Milwaukee. Jesse Scott manages it in Boston, Lisa Perez in Detroit, and Terry Heyer in the Twin Cities. There is a link to more information about Urban Connections at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. One last break, and then Ophira Eisenberg, the host of NPR's newest quiz show, chats about her memoir of her, shall we say, philandering ways. That's when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.